thanks to the Lord for His word. Although I know Revelation is a very complicated book sometimes to understand, I think you've at least got the gist of the passage in terms of who is on the winning side and who is on the losing side in the passage. The woman definitely is a description or analogy or an illustration, a picture of the church persecuted by the devil. Jesus Christ is born into the church. Mary is just one of the many believers that God has used in order to bring about His plans and His purposes to save the world through His Son, Jesus Christ. Son ascends to heaven. The church stays down here. The devil persecutes the church. But he is defeated. He is defeated in heaven. And also the book of Revelation will say that he is defeated on the earth. Even though the church endures suffering, exile, and trouble and burdens to bear, while the time of the devil is not yet up, still the church is on the winning side. And they are triumphant. Even though the dragon is furious, the church is triumphant as they keep the commandments of God and they hold to the testimony of Jesus. Trying to give just, you know, a flavor of the passage as we get into the bits of Satanism. Different from what the name suggests, there is a wide number of movements, predominantly in Europe and mainly in the US, that claim some form of association with the name Satan and the ideas it conveys. It means that under the name we have two major groups. We have religious Satanists. This is the group that believes in the existence of such an entity, such a person named Satan, and have their own set of rituals through which they offer the devil adoration and service. But there is also a group that I'm classifying them as philosophical Satanists. This group uses the imagery and the idea of Satan as a means to contest the still predominant Judeo-Christian worldview, advocating instead an atheistic view of self and the world. In our short presentation, we will not deal with the medieval times or early modern times with waves of witch hunt. Given the inaccuracy of the reports, it's really hard to sift through and separate which is true, which is social hysteria, etc. And characterized much of what comes from that time, okay? But before we get into the actual two or three movements we're going to describe very briefly, just a short explanation about what the Bible says about the devil. In the Bible, Satan, as he appears in the book of Job, is someone with personality, desire, intelligence, and power. Limited, but there is power there. Very little is said about him throughout the whole of the Old Testament. Actually, the name Lucifer is very likely a mistranslation of a passage of Isaiah, where Isaiah is actually not talking about a person. It's talking about, you know, a king, or one of the kings that he prophesied against during his time in the Old Testament. The name itself, Satan, it means the adversary, or the one who opposes, the one who resists another. In its verbal form, if you use it, you know, to express an action, the word is translated as to accuse or to slander. So it is an accusation. Whether it is true or false, it's another thing altogether. The association of Satan with evil comes by deduction, since he appears constantly in opposition to God's righteous, just, true, and good will. So why do we know Satan is evil? Because he's on the other side. If you know that God is good, then you know that Satan is evil. Not the other way around, okay? Satan is defined as evil because he's not good. And how do you define good? Well, define good by what God reveals of himself in his word, nature, and through His Spirit to us in His personal engagements with us in His grace. So He's constantly challenging God's word as well as God's rule. Evil, therefore, is the final position to God, not the other way around. In the New Testament, it is the New Testament that will paint a more detailed picture of the devil as an opposer of the Messiah, like in the passage we read. The accuser of the church, like in the passage we read. The tempter and promoter of all that is evil, like the passages we studied for the last 4 months in Matthew chapter 4, as he comes to tempt even Jesus Christ as our representative, the representative of humanity. So Jesus goes into the wilderness and he's tempted by the devil. He has aspirations of world domination and proliferation of every practice that corrupts the image and glory of God in the world in general and in humanity in particular. So as you read the New Testament and then you go back to Genesis, you realize, when he tempts humanity, he is attacking that very basic essence of who we were in order to corrupt something that God created as very good. Humanity as bearers of God's image. Now this image is distorted, is corrupted, because not simply of the devil's temptation, but surely through the devil's temptation, here we are. What kind of modern movements we have? For this bit, I am using Encyclopedia Britannica website information on this, okay? The first major form of modern religious Satanism was the Church of Satan, founded in San Francisco by, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Anton LaVey. LaVey, thank you. 1966, that's the date. But he also promoted his ideas through books, most notably the Satanic Bible he published in 1969. LaVeyan Satanism was formally atheistic. Remember what I said, you know, there are those who really believe in the guy, and there are those who just use the idea to justify, you know, as a kind of a philosophy more than a religion. It's really hard to tell where he stands here, okay? LaVeyan Satanism was formally atheistic, presenting Satan not as the real being, but as a symbol of humanity's animal nature. It nevertheless accepted certain supernaturalist ideas, namely a belief in magic, with LaVeyan Satanists performing rituals with magical intent. But even the definition of magic, it doesn't necessarily mean anything, you know, supernatural in the sense of the spiritual realm, but the ability of you to utter words, particular key words, that are powerful enough to exercise, to operate transformation that somehow will be beneficial, advantageous to you. Okay? So it's really hard, really, to define what the point is here. LaVey's beliefs were informed by right-wing libertarian principles and emphasized the idea that Satanists should regard themselves as an elite set apart from the herd of ordinary humanity. And then you think, oh, there you are, right-wing Satanists. But then you have the Satanic Temple formed in 2012, which is very much, you know, liberal left-wing. As you know, if the goal is world domination, Satan will be center, right, and left. He will try to corrupt everything. An alternative interpretation of religious Satanism was offered by the Satanic Temple, established in 2012 in the United States. While sharing the Church of Satan's claim that Satan does not literally exist, the TST, the temple, the Satanic Temple, rejected LaVey's high libertarian philosophy in favor of a left-leaning progressive one. TSD became well known for stunts in defense of legal abortion access and same-sex marriage. And by the way, they operate, they have ceremonies, you know, to celebrate same-sex marriage, for example, consciously challenging the hegemonic role of Christianity in much of American society. Its members outlined a cohesive worldview emphasizing bodily autonomy, my body, my rules, and the embrace of compassion, empathy, and reason, as well as performing rituals to mark major events in the person's life or to celebrate rebellion against unjust authority. And you keep wondering, well, what's the fuss then with Satan, you know, just to promote what seems to be good? In contrast with these, you know, let's call them atheistic groups that somehow like to use the name of Satan to promote their ideas, worldviews, and lifestyles, in contrast with them, there have been modern Satanists who regard Satan or Lucifer as having a literal, real existence. At least I think they are more on the ball than the other two, okay? One of the first organized groups to take this stance, the Temple of Set, was formed by Michael Aquino and other former members of Lavish Church in 1975. Let me see what I put here. Yes, and then I'll mention that later on. Unlike the Church of Satan, Aquinas' temple maintained that Satan's real identity was Set. Set is an Egyptian god. Set is the god who kills Osiris. Okay? Do you know where I learned it? Yesterday, visiting Kelvin Grove Museum in the area of Egyptology. And you have all the myths there. And I was going through the exhibition. And that's how, you know, Osiris is the myth of the god who dies and comes back to life, but he dies again and comes back to life, etc. But Set is the god that actually is the bad guy in the story. There you are. A god drawn from the pantheon of ancient Egypt, thus shifting the organization away from its satanic origins towards a modern type of paganism. By the end of the 20th century, increasing numbers of people were considering themselves to be theistic Satanists, whatever that means. These individuals were typically solitary practitioners communicating with one another through the internet rather than members of a single church. While organizations like the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple have embraced Satanism's transgressive image without endorsing criminal activities, other groups have moved into more radical territory. The best known is the Order of Nine Angles, which emerged in Britain during the 1970s. And although its occult teachings place comparatively little emphasis on Satan himself, the group describes itself as promoting traditional Satanism. And you thought, you know, only Christianity would have, you know, progressive and traditional Christianity. There you are. But here's the point, you know, I'm trying not to go into the many groups that claim to be Satanists, okay? But these three, I think, you know, they paint a broader but helpful picture of the two main groups, A and B, and C as a kind of a weird, crazy group that is unfortunately tied to a criminal activity even. Endorsing human sacrifice, the order has called on its followers to join political, extreme political groups to further the breakdown of society. So in a sense, they are anarchists, but, you know, the wrong type of anarchists. While a tiny movement in its early decades, the internet allowed the order to gain international influence among extreme right-wing networks in the 21st century. As I said, I try to be as brief as possible. It's really hard. I visited the Church of Satan's website with their, you know, 11 bullet points and the seven sins of a Satanist. I visited the satanic people with the seven tenets of a Satanist, and I'll make an assessment here as we go through that. The order of nine angles, I didn't. So I'm just following exactly as the encyclopedia has described them. Christian assessment. Regardless of whether a form of Satanism is just philosophical or religious, at its core, they are all set to oppose Christianity in particular. It's interesting because that's where the name comes from. It comes from the Bible. It does not come from any other pagan religion. Even the guys trying to shift more into Egyptian religion as a way of dissociating them with this, you know, contrast with Christianity, that's not the case. Religious Satanists are involved with the occult, with invocation of Satan's power and guidance to achieve their goals. Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan, indicates that such goals are in his satanic Bible. And this is a quote from the Bible. Personal mix of black magic and occult concepts, secular philosophy and rationalism and anti-Christian ridicule into essays stressing human autonomy and self-determination in the face of an indifferent universe. Similar goals are outlined by the Satanic Temple's seven fundamental tenets. The tenets are more or less common sense expression of the general rule of not doing to others what you don't want to be done to you, as you read through the rules. But again, you know, it begs a question, so why? Why do you need to be so religious about it and so satanic about it if you truly know who the guy is? Because they reject the divine source of good and righteousness, their source of authority in their tenet five becomes the best scientific understanding of the world. Basically, they have faith in science. They reject faith in God. They adopt the idea of what is opposed to the Christian God of the Bible, and then everything else is based on science. So atheists believe in the same, don't they? Without being Satanists. I kept asking myself that question, why do you need to have all this religious, you know, dressage, if you like, if you're basically atheists? What's the point? Maybe they don't know what the point is, and maybe they don't know they are more religious than they think they actually are. As I said, it's interesting for reasons I could not find out. They did not decide to go full atheists in their assertions and beliefs. It makes me wonder why they need the image of Satan if, in the end, they don't believe at all in the supernatural, some of them anyway. My guess is that they have an issue with Christianity in particular. To use Satan as a symbol shows some sort of desperation, as if the claim of human autonomy, would not be an argument strong enough. Another point to be made is that in the end, Satanism seems to be meaningless, given that the universe is indifferent. The Satanic Temple's confidence in science puts their followers on quicksand, never really sure about many things, given how modern science has changed so many times over the last few decades and the last centuries. So if your base is science is always changing, does it mean that your religion and practices will continue to change forever? Nothing is definite, nothing is solid, nothing is secure, and therefore nothing is truly trustworthy. Generally speaking, Blaise Pascal, a French mathematician from previous centuries, will explain such confusion with his famous saying. There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of each man which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God the Creator, made known through Jesus Christ. This seems to be an echo from another passage in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from beginning to end. What I find interesting here, Blaise Pascal was a scientist. Since he was a scientist, we realize that for the Satanic Temple, paraphrasing Orwell, some scientists are more scientists than others, because their base for truth and behavior and worldview is scientific. But it depends which scientist you're quoting, I'm afraid. As for the actual satanic practitioners, those who believe in Satan are making rituals to call upon themselves the presence of the devil himself. Let us remind ourselves that Jesus has already overcome Satan and his temptations in the wilderness as well as on the cross. Matthew chapter 4, in the wilderness, the end of the Gospels, the cross. Jesus is now seated on the throne from where he reigns with all authority in heaven and on earth. Received from the Father, Satan and all working with him or for him are on the losing side of history, as Paul reminds the church in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 12. If you could open your Bibles, and as we normally ask for volunteers, if someone could read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. Verses 3 to 12, my goodness. My number dyslexia here is attacking me heavily tonight. 2 Thessalonians 2, page 989, from verse 3 all the way to verse 12. So just a reminder, a man of lawlessness operating by the power of Satan, a man of lawlessness destined to lose, to be defeated, to be destroyed in the last day. And over to you if you have any questions or maybe